I've got this thing worked out now. They rather think that we don't want to have any publicity on the big mission because it would cause Hume to have to explain to Congress, to Commons, that he hadn't changed his policy. And it just ought to go on the basis that Tyler's going to be there and you're going to other places, but they ought to arrange these meetings, and that you ought to certainly hit Paris and London pretty hard, possibly Greece a little bit on our Cyprus problem. But Vance is going to meet with Tyler today, and you, anytime you three can get together and see what these countries are doing, that they could stop. I hit Butler pretty hard on it this morning. I told Rab Butler that he was talking to us about Yemen and what he wanted us to do and so forth, and I said, well, we just, by God, don't want to be open to this charge that our friends are selling anything to Cuba. Nixon's running around over the country raising hell. You just find some way to avoid it. So he's heard it loud and clear, and he's taking it back to Hume. But what I would like very much for you to do, and Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, would be let us send the plane and you take Tyler, not take Vance, because that blows it up a little bit, kind of a military mission. And if they had to say they had to continue to sell, well, then it looked like we had a failure of a mission. Whereas if you went in privately and quietly, you could get them to reduce it and it'd be a success. Go to Paris, go to London. I haven't talked to Rusk about it, but I would think he probably ought to go to Greece and talk to their prime minister and talk to him not only about shipping but about Cyprus and tell him not to overplay his hand there now. And see if you can do any good with him, then come back and we'll make a second trip to Tokyo.
You know, one thing bothers me is our mutual friend Dick Russell. Now, would it be possible for, you know what he's going to say? I think you know what he's going to say. I'm being taken away because of intending
Boatable. Well, I wouldn't do that. You're going to be away anyway. On.
I was only going to be a couple of days.
Well, you won't have to be but a couple more.
I understand what I mean is not to.
I don't want him to think I'm doing it, because I wouldn't do it to that at all, and I don't know when it's going to be. And
no, I'm not objecting to it. What I just about my relations with him, you know, there. You know what I mean.
Well, I don't want to cause that. I'd rather lose the government than to have you and Dick falling out, and I don't want to be charged with being the instrument for trying to get a vote away, because I'm not doing that at all. I don't want to do that.
I don't think you are either. I was going to be away, but only see over the weekend. I was. I'm going to have to tell Dick. I can't just go off. Leave him without telling him that I've got to be away. And I want to clear it with you, what I told him, you see.
Well, I don't want him saying that I'm trying to plot, though, to beat him this way. Don't you tell him. What I do is just tell him I was going to go over the weekend and that you've got to make a couple of extra stops and you'll be back on for him to figure out what day that he needs you. And
well, the paper says they're about to have a cloture vote. I can't just go off and leave him.
That's right. But I don't want you to leave him blaming me, because I'd resign before I'd hurt his feelings.
I agree. I don't want you to, but you can see the possibilities the way that, at least according to the paper, is building up. If that cloture vote comes while I'm away, you know, it might make quite a difference the way I understand this thing. Now, personally, if I've got a good excuse, I'm not going to cry about that. On the other hand, I don't want him to think this. I just ask him your advice. You know him well or better than I do.
I'd tell him that I was going on this trip, that I'd planned it a long time, and not to have his cloture vote the day you're gone, and that you've got to go to Paris and London. It'll take you one day there. And that you've got to go, where was it? You're going to Geneva?
No, I'm first going to the Hague. That's the first speech. It's the 15th anniversary of the exchange program. You see, they asked me a long time ago. And to Denmark. That's the 50th anniversary of the Denmark-America Association, which was the first exchange program, one of the first. Started 50 years ago, you see, before ours did. That was what's been said for a long time, and I would have been back on the Tuesday. This will probably take that week. I've got to tell him I can't just leave town and not show up, I think. Well, I don't think that'd be right.
No, I'd tell him, but I wouldn't tell him that Johnson's called me because he'll think it's a trick.
Well, that's what I just what I was afraid.
So I just tell him that I was going to have these two speeches, and then I'd sandwich one day in these others if I could. If I didn't, well, we'll give it up and go some other time. But I just thought it would help. I thought, number one, it would make it easier for you to make your trip. You can make it quicker and more comfortable.
Well,
number
no
two, I thought it would give you a little participation in what was really happening. It was awfully important, and I thought you with your good offices could have some influence. I think if you were a good salesman, talk a little tough, I think that it could cause them to close things down from now to the end of the year and make us easier to beat Nixon. And
God knows, you know, I'm all for that. I don't want to embarrass you, God knows, at all. I'm not so concerned about my own thing, other than Dick's relationship. Is these silly statements, Novak's, others that you know that I was going to trade my vote on Tokyo.
Yeah, that's
the goddamn press will find out I'm gone, and this is what I am anticipating, and I hope that if I minimize that, that's really what all I want to do with mine. And you know damn well I don't want to be Secretary of State and all that, but I just don't want them to say that either that the
Well, I'd be awfully careful. I don't think I'd tell him that I was going to do this administration stuff because he'll think it's a slick trick of Johnson's.
That's what I'm afraid of. I
just tell him about the other two, and if he doesn't want you to go, then yeah, that's your decision. I don't know what I'd do, but
Well, I'm so committed. Hell, they've got the control thing set up. My God, that ambassador in Hague must be far further. I've got to change it. They want me to be the queen and all that crap. You know, these people will all take this exchange very seriously. And Bill Blair up at Copenhagen is a very similar program. And I just positively, I don't care if I did miss it. I can't back out on those. They're not likely. There. The only problem is it's going to take me out a whole week to practice the problem. And I just didn't want this to happen.
Well, I just tell Russell I had these two speeches and how long it's going to take you, and tell him to arrange his schedule accordingly. And if he needs your vote, why, he better do his talking. If he doesn't, why.
I can't afford to let him talk me out of the other. I can't be talked out of that.
That's right. Well, and I wouldn't mention ours because he'll think ahead. And then.
You know, what I mentioned is one thing. What the damn press is going to say is another. You can't go into these places without being picked up. The press is just.
Well, I just say I paid a courtesy call on the Prime Minister and the President. That's all I do. Just said I was here and I have to make these speeches and just pay the courtesy call, because if you go in for this purpose, they'll all have to deny immediately that they can do anything. It has to be secret, because it's almost like going into Normandy, because Butler and Hume will have to come out and say, hell no, we're not going to agree not to do any shipping. On the other hand, you can get an agreement out of them to curtail it practically to nothing, and you can show them what we're cutting down, the exchange that we've got. And Cy Vance and this fellow Tyler be ready to go over it with you this afternoon. And
I gotta speak, Lennon. I gotta speak on this damn thing. This is my day.
Do it in the morning. Call them, tell one of your secretaries, call them, tell them to come to your office at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever time you can agree.
Yeah, I've just given notice. See, this is my day. On this thing.
Yeah.
We've got a meeting in the Senate, Southern Senate, at 2:30. And right after that, when it's over, I'm going to have to tell him this, because I don't want to completely. This is a kind of embarrassing thing for me. As you know, goddammit, I'm never very enthusiastic.
I know it.
Jesus Christ, I'm really over a barrel on this thing. I wish to hell I could vote with you. You know that.
I know that. I know it.
And I hope to hell I can get this thing out of the way. But I feel like a traitor, you know. My Arkansas had all these damn people from the Chamber of Commerce here last night. About 300 of them. All this stuff. John McClellan makes a rousing speech about the civil rights bill. I don't say a damn word about it. You know, it takes me to hell.
Sure does. I know it does. Well, I got...
The only thing really concerns me is my relationship with Dick. I don't want to think I'm going to be welching. That's what really bothers me. The fact is, I'm out of the country and they had a vote as far as my constituency. I said, well, hell, I was on someone's business, but Dick, he's a little different from my constituents in that connection. I'm almost afraid of what his reaction is going to be.
Well, you just, I'm like Sam Goldwyn with you and Dick. I love him as much as you, too. I include me out.
Well, that ain't easy with him.
I know it, but I've got to do it, and don't you let me ask you to do anything or to interfere with him. But if you're going anyway, I want to make it a little more comfortable, give you a little sense of really helping do this thing. And I think with these two men giving you some support there, that when you went in, that you could lay it on the line. I think you could stop this trade until we get rid of Nixon. That's my judgment.
Well, I want to do anything I can to help you.
You call him in the morning and you handle Russell yourself.
A wonderful job.
And
I'm telling you, just from a bunch of Arkansas, you know they're not the most forward-looking people in the world. They're good people, but your speech at the Chamber of Commerce really did the job. That was just the right approach. Couldn't have done it better.
Thank you, Bill.
Now, I know this. I talked to I spent all last night and yesterday's lunch.
You call a bunch of them, and then you call these two fellas in the morning, get together, and then I'll talk to you before you leave.
Okay. Bye.
Waiting.